This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're so back.
We're so back here.
95.7 The Game. Spadoni, Lubman, live for the fall clearance sales event here at Freedman's Appliance, continuing from today to tomorrow out in Pleasant Hill. It is gorgeous outside. We got music. We got food. We got the live working vignettes. We got the products. We got Miele. We got Bosch. We got Electrolux. We got GE. We got everything
here. It's a
who's
who of appliances.
It's great.
It's a who's who of listeners out here, too.
It really is.
Rockin' New Era, Ernie Chavez stopping by as well.
I met Lenny Cook, the guy that just told me he just did the drop of the day that he was at Sandy Koufax's perfect game at Dodger Stadium when they played the Cubs.
Wow, hold that over my head.
59 years ago this month, and he has the ticket sub still, so there you go.
Dang.
He didn't go full Brian and Palo Alto on me, but it felt like it. So,
speaking of people who need to call in today.
Oh, I love BPF. He's out there. No, he's definitely a Freedman's guy, Brian and Palo Alto. I'm sure he'd make the trek out here.
He's definitely copping that $19,000 grill outside.
I'm not optimistic. Actually, I'm not either. I'm optimistic we're going to be joined by Jim Cosmore at some point today.
We're efforting him right now.
Of the River Islands guest line, but until then, we're picking up our conversation we were having last. Niners, Patriots, tomorrow, week 4, Niners 1-2, Patriots 1-2. We're going to wait and see what's going to go on here with this Niners team defensively because there's a lot of holes everywhere. We've seen Fred Warner have a game. We've seen Nick Bosa have a game, but not a complete game from Nick Bosa yet. That's what we're waiting for here. And not a complete game yet either for Nick Sorensen. I guess you can say week 1 against the Jets. I didn't think much of the Jets offensively that first week with Aaron Rodgers and co. They were kind of getting their footing. I think Jets fans were just happy that Aaron Rodgers didn't tear his Achilles again. So there's that news, but now the Jets have looked pretty good since that. Niners, not so much. Nick Sorensen, Sam Lubman, I want to get into that because a big conversation and talking point last year as it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers was Steve Wilks. Obviously, they had moved on from Robert Saleh, getting the head coaching job with the aforementioned Jets. You had D'Amico Ryans leaving, taking that first year by storm of the league with the Houston Texans. Him and C.J. Stroud have this cool connection now. And then you bring in Steve Wilks, an outsider, a guy that used to be a head coach, mm-hmm. was a defensive coordinator, trying to adopt his scheme with Kyle Shanahan's. It never worked. And after that cover zero blitz moment on Monday Night Football against the Vikings, busted coverage, Jordan Addison takes it for the touchdown. And from that point on, he was enemy number one. I feel like 3 weeks in, it's kind of heating up on Nick Sorensen a little bit.
I mean, we already got people calling in saying they want Steve Wilks back.
Oh,
like,
no.
That's where we're at. Like, you had to know it was going to happen. And this is where you kind of get into this later, because apparently we have the great Jim Cosmore on hold. But we can go down Kyle Shanahan's road later, because we all know it's Kyle Shanahan's defense. Chris Sorensen's just there to, you know, call the plays for him on that side of the ball. But we do want to go out on the River Islands guest line, because we got a very special guest now on hold. It is the one, the only, the great Jim Cosmore. He was one of the first, he was the first host that I work with here at 95.7 The Game. It was him, it was Shamari Block, it was Nick Friedell on the first ever show I ever did. I believe it was after the Niners-Cowboys game in 2020. So, Jim Cosmore, he was the first host I ever worked with.
Wait, he made it
so easy to work with.
Friedell, Coz, and Shamari Block. It's an all-timer right
there. It was an incredible start. And so, without further ado, Coz, it is so great to be talking to you. How are you doing, Coz?
Guys, things are going great. I love hearing you guys talk about Bay Area sports and chopping it up about the 49ers, and everyone's mad at Kyle Shanahan. It feels like I'm sitting in my back porch in Danville, back listening to you guys again. I love what you guys are doing.
That's the great Jim Cosmore joining Spadoni and Lubman here on the River Islands guest line. Again, fall clearance sales event here at Freeman's Appliance going on today, tomorrow. Come check us out here in Pleasant Hill. Jim Cosmore's old neck of the woods here, obviously, in the East Bay. It's toasty out here, Jim. I don't know if it's as hot as Tennessee is. How those Volunteers doing? We'll get into that a little bit later. But real quick, you just mentioned it. The San Francisco 49ers, and obviously you're still tapped in around the league, whether it's Kyle Shanahan, whether it's the Niners, Brock Purdy, all of that. I don't know if you saw the latest happenings, Jim. Apparently, we've got Shortsgate now as it pertains to Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan. They got into a little bit of a tiff, some are saying, because Brandon Ayuk, after a long hold-in, gets paid, hasn't had the greatest first couple games here in San Francisco, but I guess he wore the wrong shorts yesterday at practice, and Kyle Shanahan made him take them off and put a new pair on, and now everyone's saying there's a real beef between the head coach and the second-team All-Pro wide receiver.
I have studied the videotape closely. It's the Zapruder film of 49er practices to determine who's right and who's wrong. And I think all blame must be pointed at the guys who run the 49ers. They took so long to get a deal done. Mm-hmm. They tweaked him. They talked about trades. Remember when we all thought that Brandon Ayuk was going to show up at practice, and then he didn't show up at practice right when he was going to sign? Remember that one day we all were expecting him to be there, and he didn't show up. And afterwards, he said, didn't he just say, yeah, I was just tweaking him a little bit. Do you remember that, or did I have that all wrong here from Tennessee? Ayuk was going to be there and then didn't show up, and then he said afterwards, I kind of was fooling him. Well, I think you're starting to see those chickens come home to roost. Mm-hmm. I think you're starting to see the fact that they played with him so long and talked about trading for so long and had so many deals in the works or conversations about deals. For a guy who's a WR1, I think that you're now starting to see every little bit that they can tweak each other, they're going to do it. And so I blame the 49ers on this. They should have gotten the deal done earlier. If they ended up getting the deal done,
why not
get it done earlier so everyone is together and everyone's happy?
You know, Coach, you and I think we're on the same page here. This is like, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, right after the Super Bowl, he was expressing frustrations with just how he was used there. But it was obvious he needed that deal. He's watching all of these receivers get their deals in the offseason. I think it was the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal when that got done. Like, that was the one that really kind of shot up the price for Brandon Ayuk there. I do not understand why the Niners took their time on this. It just made no sense. And to your point, Coz, I think you're right. Like, they kind of did bring this on themselves by making him wait so long. So now it's at a point where you got to wonder, like, is this the kind of distraction that can derail a season? Is this the kind of distraction that could, you know, I don't want to say Kyle Shanahan's lost the locker room. I don't think it's gotten that far, but as far as a distraction that can have a negative impact on the field, Coz, are we in that territory right now?
You know, I do think that the slow start certainly pushes everything to the forefront, right? Certainly everyone with a 1-2 start or a slow start or not feeling well about the way things are going, and you can make excuses and you can say, well, they had some issues with injuries. I think that's going to heighten everyone's alert. But this is still the deepest team in the National Football League. And when everyone's together, they're going to be good. And I will tell you this, as someone who's on the outside looking in on this, is that if you're going to get injuries, get them early. Get them out of the way and get guys healthy. Because you want your team playing their best football in December and January You don't want it to be 4-0, and then all of a sudden you peter out as you get through the middle and the end of the season. If they can just stay relevant, because I think their division is a winnable division. I think the Rams are down, even though that was a difficult, difficult loss. I think that they're better than Seattle. And as exciting as Arizona can be, I still think the 49ers are a better team. I think that you're getting the slow start out of the way, and if you can just right the ship, they're in position to be playing their best football in the month of December. Although I understand why everyone's got the heightened expectations, but also the heightened alert because of the slow start. We all want them to go 17-0, don't we? But they're not going to go 17-0. Yeah. So let's just get through the bad stuff, get through the chum. I hope they can write the Brandon Ayuk story better than it has been going, and I hope this team can get back to being the best team in the National Football Conference and possibly the NFL once everyone's 100% healthy.
Jim Cosmore joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line here. Spadoni and Loveman live from Freeman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event going on today, going on throughout tomorrow as well. So come stop by, say hi. We're having a great time here. And Coz, you know all about Freeman's. I mean, I haven't seen you in studio for a minute, but I hear your voice every single day. Can you tell me a little about Freeman's Appliance that maybe the newcomer doesn't know about?
Oh, this is the thing I love about Freedman's is I learned about them organically. It's not like when I was working at 95.7 The Game, they said they needed somebody to do commercials for them. I was a customer. Living in Danville, as I did, it was just down 680, and I went in there with my wife. And the next thing you know, because we were remodeling our kitchen and we were making an outdoor kitchen area for ourselves, and one-stop shopping at Freedman's Appliance, because you've got everything to choose from, whether it's Miele, Bosch, Electrolux, LG, Maytag, they have all of these areas set up. So if you like a particular brand, you can walk in there today. They will cook something on that particular brand. You can eat it and see how it cooks. You can see how evenly it does. They've got some great displays out there. They've got great food stuff out there. I'll tell you this. I live in Franklin, Tennessee right now, right? And I get back to the Bay Area every once in a while. But my kitchen here is stocked with things from Freedman's Appliance. I've got a Miele built-in coffee maker. I've got a beverage refrigerator underneath that. I've got things from Freedman's because I trust them for what they did. And I can also tell you this. And I know we're talking about kitchens a lot because that's what I primarily did. But
go
when
ahead,
I
love a good
doing,
kitchen, too.
I know. Tell me about it. But when I was doing the Saturday Scrub Show with Whitey Gleason, I was out there and we were talking about Freedman's. And we were saying, hey, whatever you need, I got my big green egg from there. You need something, what else? Oh, yeah, I did get my big green egg from there. I'll be cooking ribs on that thing tomorrow here in Tennessee, using it as a smoker. But I was there, I know, with Whitey, and we were talking about how they have everything from washers and dryers and things like that. People were driving down 680, listening to 95.7 The Game. They were from Danville. They said, let's turn off and run in there. They run in there. They found the washer and dryer that fit their house perfectly, and it came at the best deal at the best time. I'm telling you, if you need anything for your house, go to Freedman's Appliance. You're going to love the selection. You're going to love the service. I used them for the 11 years I was in the Bay Area, and I still use them today when I'm here in Tennessee. So that's the best thing I could say is that this weekend is the best weekend because it's the clearance sales event, and they are there to help you find the right things for you. So guys, that's my experience with Freedman's. They've been good to me, but I love that place. I'd keep going back every time I could.
That was an incredible endorsement there from Jim Cosmore. And honestly, Coz, we're feeling it. They've been so good to us ever since they got here. We sat down, Spadoni and I sat down, and one of the employees here, first thing they do is they come up, hey, we got the tap going here. You guys want a beer right now? Now, of course, we're on air, so we can't drink. But the fact that right off the bat, we're being asked to get, you want a beer? It's like we're sitting down. It's like that's how you get things started here. It is so great. The smells, the foods. We just had Gene in Oakland come by, gave us some brownies to munch on. During the breaks, I'm going around. I'm looking
Steiny's
for snacks.
Steiny's out here, Coz. Your boy Steiny's walking
You're
around
kidding
cruising.
Me.
Steiny's, he is here. Just celebrated his birthday the other day.
60, Coz. Steiner, 60.
Steiny's, he's a hell of a man, I'll tell you. That guy is the best in the business, and it's cool that he's around there. And you know what? Get out there. If you want to get, he's probably scouting out. Steiny's got some skrill. He's got some money to spend. Okay, I know he's got a big wallet. He's probably going to do an outdoor kitchen. He's going to get one of those flat top grills.
He's going to get the smoker. Egg, right?
Oh, he's got to get the egg. You got to get the egg, for crying out loud. That's where I got my egg.
You got to get all that stuff. Really, really quick, because we are going to get back to sports here, but you bring up the egg. Talk about what makes the egg such a great thing to be cooking on.
Best thing I can tell you is I can do anything from the inside kitchen and more on the Big Green Egg. I can use it as a slow smoker. I'll be doing barbecue baby back ribs tomorrow on that. I can fast do filet mignon, which I did last Sunday for my mom, who's here in Tennessee now. I made her at 650 degrees. I can do it a fast cook on that thing, be done in 7 minutes, let it sit for another 10, and that thing is going to be a perfect medium rare. I can do pizzas like it's a pizza oven at almost 800 degrees and 900 degrees. So you get that pizza in there, you bake it in for about 8 minutes, boom, the crispy crust comes out, and the cheese is melted perfectly. The best part about the grill is the versatility and everything you can do. You can cook from 225 degrees to 850 degrees, and that's how I use it, boys.
I'm living vicariously through you with that egg, Cozy.
The great Jim Cozimore joining us here. Spadoni and Lubman live from Freedman's Appliance for their fall clearance sales event going on today and tomorrow here at Pleasant Hill. Come stop by. Say hi, Coz. I'd be remiss to not bring up the biggest story here in baseball and in the Bay Area the last couple of days, the final athletics game at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. Quite simply, your thoughts on the final game and the A's no longer being in Oakland?
I have been watching every pregame game and postgame for the last week that were happening at the Oakland Coliseum. I might tear up just telling the story. When I moved to the Bay Area in 1980, I moved in 1989, but in 88, I came out and visited my dad. And the first ballpark I attended in the Bay Area was the Cali. My dad and I went to an A's game, and we sat out in right field. Remember, before Mount Davis was out there and that gorgeous view you got of the Oakland Hill. The very first place I took my family, three daughters. I have three daughters, and I love sports. You guys know that. I took my three daughters and my wife to the first all-family baseball game on the 4th of July at the Coliseum. So that place will always have a dear spot in my family's heart for bringing sports and baseball and Bay Area baseball and the Bay Area vibe. And in particular, that different East Bay, Oakland vibe that you get when you go to a ball game. I was emotional watching it. I was emotional like the announcers were, like the players were. I was saying, let's go Oakland when you got Mark Kotze out there getting the crowd rolling. I was, it's a sad story. It's a deeper story than just saying here's a good guy and here's a bad guy. There's a lot of blame to push around. I'm very sad that it'll happen. But because I do have an affection for the city of Sacramento, and I know this is a delicate topic, but I'm happy for the people in the 916 that they're going to get a chance to see some Major League Baseball for the next 3 years. But the Oakland part of this, guys, it saddens me and it hurts my heart. But I've got some deep, deep feelings for the Coliseum. It is a wonderful, wonderful place for the Cozimore family.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Sacramento aspect of it there, and I got to be honest, Coz, I have a hard time believing this is actually going to end up in Las Vegas. It's just every time you look at this plan to move it there, there's so many flaws and holes in this plan. None of it makes any sense. Where's the financing going to come from? The spot that they put it on makes no sense. I have a feeling that this is eventually going to just stop in Sacramento, or they're going to just send them back to Oakland. But I'm kind of curious, if you are to find a bright spot out of this, I do think this, the Sacramento area, that community, definitely I think is a ripe baseball market. How do you feel? Like, do you feel like baseball in Sacramento can catch on long term if that ends up being the case?
If you look at the history of baseball in the capital city, you will see some of the best names in the game. Whether it's years and years ago, remember Dusty is from the Sacramento area. You got guys like Derek Lee and Greg Vaughn who are from the Sacramento area. You go back to the Larry Boas of the world. They were from there. So there is a rich tradition of baseball in the Sacramento region, in the Central Valley, if you want to extend it out to that far. I do think that this will be a success in Sacramento. I think when you play in a smaller ballpark, those tickets are going to be interesting to get. And I think the people there are starving for something to do. But if you want to think about long-term and whether or not they can be in Sacramento long-term, are they going to have the infrastructure to put together a major league-type ballpark? Would you want to play outdoors where it's 100 degrees in the daytime regularly. I think it was just 100 degrees this month still. You know, are you going to start your morning games at 11 a.m. and your evening games after 8:30 p.m. to try to get a decent time? I think that there would also be some difficult hurdles, but you just don't know. I think their goal is to get to Las Vegas, and they hopefully, for them, if that's their choice, that hopefully it happens. But I can only focus on the now, guys. And the now is, if I'm in Northern California and I love the green and gold, and I do, I probably, as much as I might not like it, I still wouldn't take it out on the guys who wear the colors. And I might try and support them every once in a while. I might go up to the 916 and check out the guys who are wearing the uniforms, because I'm excited about the young team. I think they've got some good talent. I think they're going to be good in the future. You know, why avoid some personal pleasure if you can do it every once in a while just because you dislike something else? That's just my view of it. So that's how I see it. I don't know if it could. Boy, I don't know if Sacramento could handle it full time, but we'll have to wait and see.
Going from an incredibly sad situation going on with the Oakland sports team to an even sadder situation has been the Chicago Bears quarterback situation for my entire life. I mean,
look at this cheap shot.
You guys are going to ruin the greatest prospect of all time in Caleb Williams. How is that even possible? What is going on with your Bears and Caleb Williams?
You know,
I drafted him close, thinking he was going to be rookie of the year and the next best thing since sliced bread, and he's stunk.
I know, and you're sitting there going, well, they put Roma Dunze around him, and they got DJ Moore, who they gave big money to. Probably Brandon Ayuk's looking at DJ Moore saying, hey, how did DJ Moore get that kind of money? He's not number 11. Anyway, and then you also throw Keenan Allen, who's injured, go figure.
Who's also overweight, apparently, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You give him an infrastructure that you think they can find some weapons, but you know what they didn't do? They didn't build an offensive line. They don't have anyone to protect him. And I know that there are some cynics out there saying, well, the reason he's not any good is because he's a USC quarterback. When's the last time a USC quarterback was any good? They blame USC more than they blame the Bears. But I do blame the general manager on this. Yeah, he sure is. But it took a while, didn't it? It took a while. Well, you know what? Because he got some Shanahan. Shanahan came over and rubbed him on the forehead and gave him a Fresca. And all of a sudden, he's got the Shanahan magic all of a sudden. But I do think that the Bears didn't even swing and miss. I think they didn't even make a good attempt at putting a line in front of Caleb Williams. That's going to slow his growth. If you look at the Bears, they had limited draft picks this year, guys. They took a punter in the fourth round.
Ugh.
A punter. And now they've got guys who can barely block, and it's just a sad situation. I do think he'll be a very good quarterback. Unless you are correct. That was a bad pick in the fantasy world.
One last one here, Coz, because I know you used to do some Sharks action, too. I need to talk about something positive. The Macklin Celebrini hype, is it reaching out there in Nashville? I know that's Preds territory, but the Macklin Celebrini hype, Coz.
It's huge. It is big, and I think it's great for Team Teal. I'm a huge fan of the San Jose Sharks and all of the people there who have fought through some really tough years. They catch a break when the ping pong balls bounce the right way. And now it's a matter of surrounding him with some good veterans. It's like Connor Bedard with the Blackhawks. He comes out and he's supposed to be a superstar scorer, so they wanted to surround him with some veterans. Not superstar veterans, but guys who played the game the right way. Well, that's what the Sharks have to do, is put some guys around him who play the game the right way and let him grow as a player. I think the hype is getting here, because actually the Preds are looking at a year in which they feel they got a shot to make a long run towards the Cup this year. They've added some veterans in the realm to win. So in San Jose, we hear what's going on there, that you guys have a great young star, and I think here we're excited, and you can bet your bottom dollar I'll be in the seats at Bridgestone Arena whenever the San Jose Sharks come to town. I love seeing, you know, Dan Ruzanowski and Randy Hahn and Brett Hedekin are the guys, so I always go out there and say hi.
That's awesome.
I'm a huge Sharks guy. Yeah, that's the jump on the Celebrini train is what I would say, and do it right now.
Celebrini good times, come on.
There you go, Coz, we appreciate it.
I love it.
And he's going to do well because he's an Italian. Of course, the Paisans, they do well, like myself. So, Jim Cozumel, ladies and gentlemen, hey, we appreciate you, Jim. You didn't have to do this. You're so good to us. You're so good to Friedman's. And I know Friedman's has been good to you, the fall clearance sales event. Thank you, Jim Cozumel, for joining Spadoni and Lubman. You didn't have to do this. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, Spadoni and Lubman are two of my favorite people at 95.7 The Game. And to be out there, to carry the torch for Friedman's, the clearance sale, I could not be more honored than to be on with you two from Friedman's, which is one of my favorite places in the Bay. Everyone get out and see these two guys, and you get to meet Steiny to boot. That is a win any day of the week. Guys, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be on with you guys here on 95.7 The Game.
It's an honor to have you, Cozmore.
There he was. There he is, the great Jim Cozmore. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back. We got halfway of the show done. We're going to do another half coming up here live from Friedman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill for the fall clearance sales event going on today, tomorrow. Come on, stop by. It's Spadoni. It's Lubman. It's 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, man. 95.7 The Game is the station. You see all these other stations flamed out to me. We the city by the bay. We're Tay and Shafty. The stove kind of cold. I keep my brass beside me. Bugatti and Loveman. The Giants in the field. The bed to have his love, man. We got Steiny and Goo. I think it's 10 to 2. Goo will make you laugh. Steiny on the cool. Listen every day because they be breaking the rules. 95.7 The Game for life, man.
Working all the stoves and all the ovens are cooking up some incredible food right now, Spadoni. I was trolling around here. During the break here.
You got a slice of pizza right
got
there.
Got some pizza. I found some chicken skewers. Trying to find the cookies. Trying to find where the chocolate chip cookies are.
Got these little like squares right here.
Got these little like brownie squares here. Yeah. I'm going to hold them up for the YouTube chat here on this audio-only platform here. But there's chocolate chip cookies somewhere around here. Gene in Oakland, Uncle Gene, he was standing there right in front of the table munching on these things. I'm just like, I want that. Like, I'm here and that's there. That's what I want. So this is absolutely the place to be. Freeman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill, just off the Contra Costa Boulevard exit here. Look for the Dick's Sporting Goods right next to that. Come on down, say hi to us.
Love Dick.
Zucci Mane's here. Rockin' New Era's here. Ernie Chavez was just here. My mom is here. Steiny is here. It is a who's who, Uncle Gene, of course, as I mentioned. It is a who's who of roasters, of gamers, of pre-gamers, of everybody is down here right now. You got to be here at Freeman's Appliance. Come today or come tomorrow because, again, that's how long the sale goes.
Fall clearance sales event going on today through tomorrow. Be here or be square. It doesn't run.
Don't want to be square.
Way. Don't want to do that. And we just had the great Jim Cozmore join us last segment, keeping it cozy with Cozmore. He loves his Freeman's Appliances all around his house as well. So shout out, Coz, for being so good to us here, Spadoni and Lubman, for the next hour and a half right here on 95.7 The Game. And you know the number, 888-957-9570. You can hit us up via call or text the Xfinity Mobile text line. And as you know, we are streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. You can give me a follow on Twitter if you'd like, at @Spadoni_Joe. Sam Lubman.
S1159.
There
you
go.
Don't have to follow me.
No, you have to follow him. We got to get that follower count up. I'm at like 940. I want to get to 1,000 by the end of this month. So please.
I have more followers than people I'm following. So as long as I'm in the plus there, I'm good to go. And I wish that wasn't a thing that was that mattered. Well, social media is dumb.
And Sam Lubman's on cloud nine. He's decked out in his Miami Hurricane gear.
A hell of a win last night.
A team that is not doing well like Miami is with Cam Ward and co. San Francisco 49ers. 2-game losing streak. They're 1-2. They got a massive showdown at Levi's Stadium tomorrow against the New England Patriots. Lose this game, you might start thinking season might be over at that point. Well, win this game, you right the ship. Everything's okay. Because you lose this one, Sam Lubman.
Fall to 1-3.
You start looking at the schedule coming up. Cardinals, Seahawks, you got the Chiefs on the horizon, the Cowboys. I know what you think about the Cowboys. I don't know. I don't think highly of them. That's still a rivalry game.
We'll get Guru to call in, Cowboys
Insider. You cannot lose this game tomorrow, or it is past code red. We're going code purple. This is a must win. As early as a must win can be,
yeah,
you need to win this game.
So here's the thing. So if the Niners do lose tomorrow, they would fall to 1-3, obviously. And Spadoni, I got a 1-3 stat here that not even Kyle Shanahan
Thank
knows
you,
about.
Townsend.
Gotta do my Townie impersonation here. But over the last 10 years, some of this article last night. Over the last 10 years, 82 teams have started the season off with a 1-3 record. Only 11 of those teams made the playoffs. And only two of those 11 teams even won a playoff game. And those teams that did win a playoff game was in the wild card round. They did not advance past the divisional round. This is all to say that, based on recent trends, if you lose this game tomorrow, you are putting yourself so far behind the eight ball that coming off a Super Bowl loss with a team this talented, this is an eight ball you should not be stuck behind.
No, I thought you were going to give me the name. I thought it was going to be the Cincinnati Bengals, because it feels like every Joe Burrow Bengal team starts off 1-3 or 0-3, then they go on a huge run,
yeah,
and then they're somehow in the AFC Championship game. But the Bengals are struggling, obviously. They fell to 0-3 as they lost to Jaden Daniels, rookie phenom out of LSU, the Heisman Trophy winner. He looks
incredible. Man, how great did he good?
Back to selfishly, because that's all you care about, my fantasy football team. There you go. As we're struggling, Zucci, man, I'm making him laugh. He's almost dropping his pizza over here. Love Zucci. Can't be doing that. Don't be dropping that pizza, all right? That's a sin in Italy, my friend. Can't be doing that. But
that guy's falling the two, New York
Terry
style.
Terry McLaurin finally had a game. I needed that. And I need a guy in Brandon Ayuk tomorrow. I need an Ayuk performance for the mentals if I'm a San Francisco 49er fan. It's great that Juwan Jennings is doing this thing, but I'm not paying Juwan Jennings to be a number one. I'm paying Brandon Ayuk to be a number one. And maybe if George Kittle is playing tomorrow, all signs are looking like he's going to play, coming off a hamstring injury, maybe that will relieve some pressure for him, because I don't know what it is. The Purdy connection with Ayuk just isn't there. And yeah, you can go back to training camp and preseason, but man, that feels like a cop-out to me.
At this point in the season,
hearing about it. All these quarterbacks, all these wide receivers not playing in preseason. At some point, it's just, you guys have been practicing. What was he doing? Was he hanging out with Kyler Murray playing Call of Duty? Come on, man.
Yeah, forget how to play football. No, it's like, we had Herm Edwards on, and he said, yeah, give him a couple games to get into his groove again. Well, you had your couple games, Brandon. Then you had a third game where you had a chance, in the fourth quarter, you had a busted coverage. You're running a go route, but because you're not in camp, because you're not in sync with Brock, that play doesn't end up coming together, and you're seeing these moments where small things like that, it's like, wow, I feel like if you were there for training camp, that probably doesn't happen. And at this point, it's so to speak, cost the Niners a win already. I'm not saying that Brandon Ayuk is exactly the reason why the Niners lost to the Rams this last weekend, because I always have a belief, Spadoni, that when you lose a game by one score, it was never just because of one thing. You remember Monday morning, Bonte Achasky had a very passionate debate about the clock management versus Ronnie Bell, not catching that pass. Which one of those, moments was more responsible? But that also ignores the fact that they had horrific punt coverage right after that. It also ignores the fact that they completely whiffed on a fake punt opportunity that everybody and their brother knew was coming. So, in these one-score games, it's never just the one thing. But that was one of those things. What is your one thing? That you could have avoided that if you were just in camp doing your job. And this is where we're at now. And again, this is an everybody gets some blame here situation, because the Niners are part of the reason why this happened. And now we're in a situation where, simply put, Brandon Ayuk is causing distractions with his shorts. And now this is what we're talking about. We're wondering if there is greater dissension going on within the Niners locker room right now. I don't even know if a win tomorrow, Spadoni, will quell all of these concerns, but it will certainly be a lot easier to deal with these concerns with a win tomorrow.
Again, all these food references we're doing here because we're at Friedman's Appliance here in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event, and all the different food that they're cooking, they're showcasing today, all their different products, it's been tremendous. But I'm going back to this shorts thing real quick because everyone's talking about Shortsgate. It's a big nothing burger.
I think Bart Simpson likes
this one. It's a nothing burger. Win tomorrow, no one gives a damn about the shorts. Just win the damn game. That's all that matters. I don't even need Brock to look great because actually, you know what? And this is crazy. Here, we're at 1-2. I'm not even worried about the quarterback.
No.
That's the one thing you are usually worrying about is the quarterback play when you're down like this. It's Brock Purdy. Oh, no, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. It's Nick Mullen. No. Brock's been fine.
He's been the one great thing that you have no complaints about really right now.
I have zero complaints about Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy. I have complaints about the defense, about the special teams, about Brandon Ayuk not producing, and that's about it. If you can hit on just two of the phases this next game, like the offense doesn't even have to look great for me because I know the Patriots defensively, that's what they hang their hat on. It might be a grinded out game, but the reason it can't be close is because your defense is bad and because your special teams is bad. Those are the two phases that they need to dominate in this game. You know, going back to Robert Saleh, when he was defensive coordinator here, now head coach of the New York Jets, dominate the controllables is what he used to say. And right now, they're not doing that. The fundamental things that you hang your hat on, if you want to be a championship team like the San Francisco 49ers, they've been in multiple NFC championships. They've been in multiple Super Bowls with Kyle Shanahan. It is hanging your hat on the fundamentals of football and getting got by your rival, Sean McVay, when it comes to special teams. And don't get it twisted. The Rams last year had the worst special teams unit statistically in the NFL. What did Sean McVay do? He brought back that same special teams coordinator, proved that he had faith in him, and now they've been one of the better special teams here, albeit early in the season, and that helped them catapult to a victory. So I'm going to need Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to need John Lynch. I'm going to need all these coordinators to be on the same page. And yeah, it comes back to coaching because guys like Bill Belichick, although out of the league right now, that's what he hung his hat on. And if I want to put Kyle Shanahan in that upper echelon when it comes to the reads, when it comes to the Belichicks, because we all like to crown Kyle Shanahan like he's those guys, he's not them
he's
yet.
Not,
he's not
no.
Sean McVay. Sean McVay's got his ring. And what those guys hang their hats on the most is being in sync with their other coordinators. And last year, Kyle Shanahan was not with that when it came to Steve Wilkes, then defensive coordinator. And now he promoted a guy in Nick Sorensen that you thought would have that continuity because he's been with the Niners a couple years now, Sam Lubman. I don't know if I'm seeing that connection.
No, it
when it
looks
comes
like
to his defensive coordinator.
It looks like he's still trying to figure it out with Sorensen here. And I think that's part of, again, the frustration here is just like, yeah, this is the guy who should know how things work here. This guy who's been around the block here with the Niners. He understands how the process of how things are supposed to be done. And, you know, we had Eric Crocker on earlier this week, and he kind of talked about what he saw was a team that, and I think we have the sound, Ken, somewhere if you want to pull that up. Bring up, if you can get us, Ken, EN68. You know, Crocker talked about, you know, just, you know, let us know, Ken, when you got it and you could play it. But, you know, this early in the season, I guess it's understandable to have some sort of growing pains here. But at the same time, though, I'm kind of curious, Spadone, like, how you see it. Like, is it okay that he's still having growing pains here on this point? Or, you know what, let's hear what Crocker had to say earlier this week on the Morning Roast.
What we're seeing here is a coordinator or somebody who has kind of come up under the 49ers over the last couple of years, still trying to get a grasp on exactly how to run it. And I'd say early in the season, too, you're still trying to figure out your personnel, who are going to be the right guys. Heck, I coach high school football in Stockton. We're still figuring out who are going to be the right guys in this week four. That's not a great thing. But I think the 49ers, you kind of banged this thing out early on. And over the next quarter of the season, I would like to see, has it improved at all? I think all the coordinators have kind of gone through this at some point or another, kind of a lull in the season, and they make their way out of it. Can Sorensen do it? That's going to be a big question.
So this is a situation here, Spadone, where the next couple weeks, this is where you have to take the training wheels off, so to speak, for the 49ers. You got the Patriots this week. This should be a get-right game, but unfortunately, I don't know if the Niners
have... That was supposed to be last week.
I don't know if the Niners really had that luxury to be using that phrase anymore. But no, this is the time to get in sync. And here's what Eric Crocker said also on the Morning Roast on Wednesday about Sorensen and Shanahan getting into sync.
I think if you ask Kyle Shanahan, Sorensen just needs to get on the same page as where Shanahan is and how he sees it being ran. I mean, that was the thing, right? You know, think about last year and where some of the issues started to arise defensively. I think it was Wilkes, like, struggling to be in sync with how Kyle Shanahan wanted him to call plays. We saw it in the Super Bowl, right, where for better or for worse, Kyle Shanahan was like, no, I don't want to like that. He called a timeout and kind of switched up the defense in a key moment. I think that...
That's Eric Crocker there, Locked On 49ers podcast, alongside Brian Peacock, former NFL DB. And yeah, like, this is the thing with the 49ers defense. It's always working front to back.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary has been one of their weaknesses throughout the Kyle Shanahan tenure. It has not been. I know Charvarius Ward's an all-pro. Lenore's been playing very well. But outside of that, like, Hufanga's been hurt. And Hufanga, quite frankly, is a guy that takes a lot of risks. I know it's high risk, high reward. Thank you, Joe Buck. But if you're not getting pressure, this team is vulnerable in the back end, especially with no Dre Greenlaw. You don't have that co-captain with Fred Warner out there. And Fred's amazing. He single-handedly almost willed them to a victory a couple weeks ago, but you just saw how much of a toll that took on him the week after.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he was out of gas a little bit against the Rams.
Especially on that last drive.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. Like, and you're going to see that with not only Fred Warner, but with Nick Bosa. If Nick Bosa's not getting help, and you're going to have him play these Max Crosby-level snaps, and you're seeing that with Max Crosby already. He is the Raiders' D-line at times. They added Christian Wilkins, but
he's
that,
out this Sunday.
That takes a, it takes a toll. He's out. He has a high ankle sprain. You're seeing with guys like Micah Parsons, another guy, and DeMarcus Lawrence got hurt. If you're getting all these depths, and now you got Javon Hargrave out for the year with a partially torn tricep, like, sooner or later, you're going to have an injury with Nick Bosa, and that's what you not want. Because once Bosa's out, then you're
it's really over.
It's over. Like, he is what makes everything happen. And that's why I'm looking at Leonard Floyd this week. He needs to step up and have a game. I'm looking at Yetur Gross-Matos. He needs to step up and have a game. Those are the big acquisitions. You moved off from Eric Armstead. You moved off from Chase Young. We saw with the Randy Gregory. I don't even know what the hell happened. He's out of the NFL now. I don't even know what's going on. They hold Randy Gregory.
I remember him when he was on the Niners last year.
Exactly. He didn't do much. So I'm looking at Leonard Floyd to pick up the pace here and in passing down situations, because you better stack the box against this team. That's what's one thing, Sam. Last week it seemed obvious, right? You stop Kyron Williams and you put Matt Stafford in passing down situations, you should get after him. I couldn't name one offensive lineman for the Los Angeles
Rams. I don't even know if Matt Stafford could name his offensive line last week.
It was a revolving door, and yet the head coach, Sean McVay, in true Sean McVay fashion, found a way to win the game, and they got life because of special teams. So I guess what I'm asking you, Sam Lubman, is who needs to have a game outside of the Fred Warners, outside of the Nick Bosas, for this 49ers defense to finally get back on track?
Well, I think it's a guy who I think has gotten a lot of flack here in these first three games. It's Devondre Campbell. It just seems like every week, you know, we have our text thread here in the Morning Roast. Every week our phone is just blowing up of Shasky just saying, Devondre Campbell's not good, he stinks, ah, rah, rah. I can't say everything that he says because it's not radio appropriate. But Devondre Campbell, like, you were kind of benched, basically brought in for the unfair task of replacing Dre Greenlaw. He's kind of like what Kelly Oubre was to the Warriors a few years ago when they brought Oubre in to, you know, to quote-unquote replace Klay Thompson. He's been expected to fill that hole. Now, you're not going to be Dre Greenlaw. I'm not saying Devondre Campbell needs to be Devondre Greenlaw.
Yeah,
but like, he's got to be better than what we're seeing here. It doesn't look like he knows where to go. The pass protection is terrible here. So I need to see a little bit more from him, because Fred Warner needs some help at that second level right now. Because as you said, he tried to will them to victory against the Vikings, and it absolutely took his toll.
Let's go to Zach out in Buffalo. He wants to join in the conversation. It's Spadoni and Lubman live from Freeman's Appliance here at Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event, which is going on today. It's going on tomorrow. We got food. We got music. We got live working vignettes. We got a lot of people. We got Rock and New Era. We had Ernie Chavez. We had Gene in Oakland. We had Zucci Man. We got everyone here saying what's up. We had Steiny. We had Coase. It's been amazing. And now we go to Zach in Buffalo. What's going on, Zach? You're on 95.7 The Game.
So I just kind of keep track of the 49ers somewhat. I was wondering, like, injury situation on offense, Trent Williams and Debo, what's it looking like today?
Thanks, Zach.
We're not the injury insiders, but I appreciate you calling.
Oh, yeah, you know, Boxer Gerson injury report. It sounds like Debo Samuel's probably not going to be playing tomorrow.
No.
Still nursing that calf injury.
And don't mess with the calf.
And again, the good news with that calf injury with Debo is that it is not impacting the Achilles at all. So the fact that we don't have to say, you know, the forbidden A word when it comes to Debo Samuel, that is a good thing. Everything that I've been seeing in regards to Debo is we should hopefully expect him back on the field next week against the Cardinals. That's what I'm hearing there. As far as Trent Williams, I mean, he's got to be playing. the real question with Trent Williams is, you know, and if you have, like, you know, if you're playing some bets, when in the game is he going to go get his IV? Or, that's going to be the over under, you know, 20 and a half minutes, how long it takes for him to go get that IV for Trent Williams.
That's the thing, right? It's just, it goes back to being in shape. And then we all made fun of, oh, after that first game against the Jets, he got the win. See, Trent Williams doesn't need to practice. He doesn't need to do anything. No.
Yeah, who would say that?
It matters.
I said that.
You did.
I did.
It's okay.
That. I walked it back, so it's all
it's
good.
It's okay. Walk it back Wednesdays, morning roast. We love it.
Everyone's in the most.
You look at Trent Williams, he's first. He's looked old. Like, he's just looked like he's older. Mm-hmm. And that's the price you pay. I don't care if you're an all-pro, if you're a future Hall of Famer, all that. You still got to go out there and play the game. You're not going to live off reputation alone. The other guys get paid, too. In these last couple games, he's got his lunch money taken multiple times. We don't see that often from Trent Williams, so it's frustrating for 49ers fans. Not only is Brandon Ayuk not looking great, now you got Trent Williams, the two guys that held out slash held in for the majority of this offseason, not producing at a level. And you lost to teams that you expect to beat in the Vikings with Sam Darnold, with the aforementioned Rams, who were just decimated with injuries here. And now the Rams have life again when it comes to the NFC playoff picture. It's early, but Trent Williams needs to step up, man. Like the holds, the whiffing, and then the pass protection, it's just not been a great look. And we're accustomed. The 49ers have a very high standard, Sam Lubman, because they have had so much damn depth. So much depth that we still think, even without Christian McCaffrey, even without Deebo Samuel, you should roll the Rams. You should roll the Patriots. That just speaks to what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have done to this team and the standard that they have set. But that being said, when you're not meeting the standard, like Mike Tomlin likes to say, the standard is the standard, it's not getting met right now when it comes to Big Trent Williams.
Yeah, no, that's a good call there, Spino, because like, Brock Purdy, he's had a great season, and I just saw the chocolate chip cookies, so we're locking on that for the break. But when it comes
Stay focused.
I know, no, this is a quick aside, but when it comes to Trent Williams, yeah, because obviously Trent's number one job, you got to keep Brock Purdy upright. Because right now, if you lose Brock Purdy, I mean, what, he was, you know, listed as questionable at, one point, was it last week or was it this week? Where
he's got the sore back day-to-day.
Sore back, yeah.
Apparently, he's a full participant. They're not worrying about it. Brock Purdy's fine.
The minute back injury pops up, it's like, how can you not be a little bit concerned there? Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't panic or anything. We can keep calm right now, but this is Trent, you know, as you're the left tackle, you are the insurance policy on Brock Purdy. You are the guy who's going to keep him upright. If Brock goes down, it's over. Like, over for everybody. So, yeah, absolutely need to see more from Trent Williams. If I'm going to add another guy to that list who I need to see something from this
Please.
Week, I need to see a little bit more of Isaac Garendo this week, because what we're seeing right now with J.P. Mason, who has been incredible when it came
amazing.
To running the ball. But the absence of CMC, Kyle Shanahan talked about this yesterday. Ken, if you could pull up EO78, and then just let me know when you got it. The absence of Christian McCaffrey is absolutely being felt. Now, this week he did go off to Germany to get some, the Regenokine, or maybe it was that, I don't know.
The platelet,
the
whatever.
Platelet. He's off to Germany.
Related.
I don't want to actually say what he did, because we don't know what he did.
Yeah.
But in Germany, basically, there are certain treatments you can get there that you can't get in America because you have to deal with those pesky FDA regulations.
Famously, Kobe Bryant went over there, got the plasma surgery on his knee, came back. I think they ended up winning a title, or he played a couple of
games. So what Kobe did was he went over there. He got this thing called, it's like Regenokine, or what here it's known as Orthokine. Basically, I'm not a doctor, but the TLDR, if you don't want to read all about it, is the difference is when they draw the blood out, first they incubate and heat it up first before they put it in the centrifuge and do all the other stuff that they do with the platelet-rich plasma injections.
Science with Sam on 95.7 The Game. Let's go.
The reason why it's not allowed over here is the incubating and heating up part. You know, the FDA doesn't like people heating up blood, I guess, for whatever reason. So you can go over there to Germany and you can get that done there, and that can speed up the healing process a little bit. But there has been a challenge for the 49ers without Chris McCaffrey. Ken, can we play that cut, please, if we have it?
Oh, you threw him on the spot there.
Oh, maybe
blood
we don't have it then.
Blood in and blood out.
Oh, well, you know,
shout
maybe,
out Andre Nicotino.
You know what, Ken, because we are up against it, we'll save it for the other side.
Let's do that.
But let's do that. So on the other side, Spinelli, because we are hitting the break, I do want to talk about how this absence of Christian McCaffrey is impacting the offense, because it's being more noticeable these last couple weeks here. And I don't want to say we took McCaffrey for granted last year, but this year you're really seeing just like, wow. He really was, like, the escape hatch for Brock Purdy and the 49ers offense. Whenever times were tough, whenever you needed that big first down, Christian McCaffrey was there. And his absence is absolutely being felt right now.
I mean, you look at that 49ers team last year, it's a lot like Friedman's Appliance. Just an abundance of just quality products there, whether it was George Kittle, whether it was Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, kind of like Mila Bosch and Electrolux here, Spadoni, Lubman here from Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales event. We got one more hour to go, but don't worry, the Friedman's Appliance fall clearance sales event is going on all through tomorrow as well, but we'll be here for the next hour, so come by, say hi. We got a lot of people here, a lot of music, a lot of family, a lot of fun right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.